Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. We are ever so grateful, Father God, that you have embraced us to rise and to shine and to see another day that we have never seen before, another day to walk in your presence, another day to walk in your will, another day, Father, to do service in your kingdom, another day to give, another day to receive, another day to embrace, and another day to refrain from embracing, another day to hear, to see, Father God, to speak, Father God, another day, and we say thank you for it. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and we want to say thank you, Father God, for who you are and who we are to you. We want to say thank you for your divine plan. We want to say thank you that we have been included, Father God, in this plan, Father, to do the will of God for the glory of God. So we say thank you, Father. Now, Father God, as we come on this morning, Father God, we ask, Father God, that every sin, we put every sin under the blood. We confess every sin, Father, and we say thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to cleanse us, Father God. Thank you, Father. You said if we will confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we say thank you, Father. We pray, Father, for our listening audience around the globe, everywhere, every village, every country, Father God. We pray for the devastation in our country, Father God. We pray for the war that's going on, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you. 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 Over and over and over and over again. Over and over and over. Now, Father God, as we continue to move forward, Father God, we pray that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is our King. He is our Lord. He is our God. He is our everything, Father. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. As you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Indeed, we do rejoice in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is so greatly to be praised. We welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. We invite you to have a seat at the table. Amen. A spiritual meal is about to be served. Amen. It might be your breakfast, your lunch, or your dinner. Amen. Depending on what part of the world that you're in, nevertheless. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So please enjoy and please continue to come back. And as much as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the blood-stained banner. Amen. And we bless Jesus. Amen. We have been teaching in our series on the law of obedience, the law of obedience. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yesterday, last night, by the way, on our 9 o'clock altar, amen, the Spirit had us to focus on that word surrender, 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 and that word has been glued, amen, to my meditations, amen, my songs and my praise, amen. Beloved, amen, we cannot obey God unless we surrender. Amen. Hallelujah. We must surrender. To surrender is an act of the will. Glory be to God. We willfully surrender, and we surrender all. Amen. To the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, this is how we do it. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, directs us, instructs us. But if we want to be stubborn, if we want to, you know, give the Lord a hard time and be rebellious and not surrender, then there's no way, amen, that we can walk in obedience. That glory be to God. Because when we surrender, we are yielding all over to the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are trusting in the Holy Spirit. We're leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. And so the Lord becomes our shepherd as we follow him. See, as we follow him, because our obedience, beloved, is God super on our natural. We are not able, amen, to do it in our own strength, but through Christ, we can do, amen, absolutely all things, amen. And this is why our brother Paul tells us in Galatians, amen, chapter number 2, verse number 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed, amen, people of God. Beloved, when we are crucified with Christ, it means that we agree to surrender to Jesus. Somebody say surrender. Somebody say surrender. Somebody say give it up. Yield. Yield. Come out with your hands up. Tell the Lord yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I will agree. And my answer will be yes. Lord, yes. Why? Because you're right. You're always right. Hallelujah. So, beloved, hallelujah. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. We agree to surrender to Jesus every dimension of our sinful lives. That's right, I said sinful lives. Everyone. Hallelujah. The sister said last night, amen, we surrender all. He wants it all. Not just the ones we, you know, what we want to surrender to him. We're not playing chess with God. We're not playing checkers with God. We want to hold back this and protect this and hide this and tick, be tickled with this. And no, 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 no. He wants it all. Oh, glory. Why? Because he gave his all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We surrender all. Hallelujah. Every dimension of our sinful lives. Not only that, he wants your goals. Anybody got any goals? Well, most people, amen, that want anything out of life has some form of goal, some level of goal. Be it a big goal, a little goal, amen, he wants that too. He wants our plans. He wants our ideas. He even wants our relationships. Glory be to God. I surrender. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Why? Because I am crucified with Christ. We treat these things as though they died with Jesus on the cross. Then we live a life of surrender to the author of life. Glory be to God. Satan can't give life. God is the author of life. Jesus came back to life. He now lives in us by the Holy Spirit, filling up all the empty places that we have given to him. He can't fill it up until we give it to him. Fill me up, Lord. How are you going to fill you up and you already full up of your own stuff? You already full of stuff. Glory be to God. He wants all that emptied out. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Why? So he can fill us up. Hallelujah. Taking off the old, putting on the new. Romans 12, we are no longer conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Glory be to God. He wants to fill us up, beloved. All the empty places that we have given to him. Do you have any empty places in your heart, in your life? Do you have any empty places? Sure, we all do. See? So you want to get to the point where you say, I had empty places. I don't have no empty places now. Why? Because I gave it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. And you will smile for the rest of your life. See? We want to give him the empty places. Hallelujah. Which all our old pursuits could not really fill. Running and chasing and doing this and doing that, and you're still empty. You're still short. Huh? You're still down. You're still depressed. You're still hungry. You're still lonely. You're still broke. You're still unhappy. Glory be to God. Our self-centered way of life ends. And our new Christ-centered way of life begins. Dying to self. No longer the same person. No longer want the same things. Glory be to God. I have a new life. I'm new. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The old me is dead. Hallelujah. The new me is alive in Christ. Hallelujah. In him I move. In him I live. In him I have my being. Glory be to God. And beloved, this happens initially when we first believe in Jesus. The moment we believe. But we must continually deny our sinful desires. That's a lifelong, amen, decision, a lifelong endeavor, a lifelong process, continually. And the Bible tells us to take up our cross and follow him. Take it up. Take it up. Come on now. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 15 says, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Beloved, how have our old selves been crucified with Christ? Paul said, I'm dead with Christ. I'm dead. Legally. God looks at us as if we died with Christ. Because Jesus took the penalty for all our sins when he died, we are no longer condemned. And this is why, beloved, we can read in Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 13. It says, you were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said Jesus dropped the charges. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He dropped the charges. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So legally, beloved, hallelujah, our sins have been crucified with Christ. Now, relationally, we have become one with Christ, and his experiences are ours. Our Christian lives begin when, joined with him, we die to our old life, and we begin a new life. When we start new, huh? Oh, glory be to God. Somebody said you got to start new. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Romans, hallelujah. Chapter number 6. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us look there. Hallelujah. Write that down in your notes. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Amen. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We want to look in the King James. Oh, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to say thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God is not dead. God is not dead. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 5 says this, starting in verse number 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Somebody say, I'm crucified with Christ. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Reckon yourself to be dead. Reckon. Huh? Oh, why? Because I'm crucified with Christ. I'm crucified. I'm dead with Christ. I reckon my old self dead, my old ways, my old desires, God, my self-centeredness. Glory be to God. All that's washed away. Hallelujah. Oh, happy day. In daily life, beloved, from day to day, every day that God gives us, every morning when we wake up, good morning, Jesus. We must resist temptation. You got to work this thing. You got to work your faith. Temptation is not going to disappear. Glory be to God. You must resist temptation and regularly crucify sinful desires that keep us from following Christ. Regularly, on a daily. Glory be to God, working at it. Why? Because Luke chapter number 9, verse number 23 says, then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily. Somebody say every day. Every day. And follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Hallelujah. This is a daily walk. Hallelujah. Daily walk. We follow him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is what we do. This is not a one day a week thing. On Saturdays, amen, Saturday is my Sabbath. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Whatever day is your Sabbath, just get one. I don't care if Wednesday's your Sabbath, right? Well, whatever day. It's more than just a one day, a week, Sabbath, one day, my holy day. I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on, whatever. You are the church. Come on, somebody. Not just when people are looking, people are watching. God is always looking. God is always watching. This thing is real. It's real. Jesus is real. I know he just so real to me. We're no longer playing church. This is not, we're not being hypocrites or lukewarm or mediocre. Come on, somebody. This thing is real. We're in it to win it. He wants it all. He wants us to surrender all. Stop holding back. No holding back. I surrender all to him. Why? Because the truth of the matter is everything belongs to God anyway. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. Oh, glory be to God. And yet, beloved, the focus of Christianity is not on dying, but on living. Brother Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. I surrender all to Christ. But nevertheless, yet I live. Oh, because the only way to live is to die. The only way to live is to die. Hey, come on. Hallelujah. Die to your old ways. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Why? Because you're working it. You believe it. You're trusting in the Lord. You surrender everything to him. He's responsible for you. You're no longer responsible for yourself. The truth of the matter is you couldn't be if you wanted to. You're not big enough. You don't know enough. Glory be to God. The focus, beloved, of Christianity is on living. And because we have been crucified with Christ, we have also been raised with him, receiving new resurrection life as he did. We have a new inner power. We have a new vision. We have a new community. Somebody say everything new. Oh, glory be to God. And that's why Romans chapter number 6, verse number 5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. God takes us all the way. He doesn't drop us off, beloved. That's what the devil will do. You follow the devil, glory be to God, he'll set you up. He'll take you straight to the island and leave you there, dangling, struggling, hollering, huh? How he don't like you. He don't like you and he don't play fair. Guess what? He don't like your mama. He don't like your daddy. He don't like your spouse. He don't like your children. He don't like you. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But God loves you. Oh, hallelujah. What type of love is this? What type of love is this? What love? Hallelujah. Legally, beloved, the Bible tells us that we have been reconciled to God. Now, we could spend a whole month, amen, right there. Glory be to God, reconciled to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 19. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Somebody say, thank God for reconciliation. And relationally, he sets us free to become more and more like Jesus. Not more and more like the world. Be ye a transformed. No longer conformed, being transformed, Romans 12 and 1 tells us. What? Until Christ be formed in you. The mind of Christ. Come on, somebody. So we become more and more like Jesus. How do we do that? As we draw closer to him. In obedience. You can't try to live on the other side of the mountain, other side of the city. Huh? And have all this distance between you and Christ and become like Christ. Peter had to come back and repent to Jesus. The Bible says because Peter started following Jesus from afar. He had to close the gap. You can't follow God from afar. Hallelujah. We have to be close to him. And he walks with me and he talks with me. Yeah, he walking with you. Now you got to walk with him. Glory be to God. And this is why, beloved, we read in, hallelujah, Romans, amen, chapter number 8, verse number 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and many sisters. In daily life, beloved, we have Christ's resurrection power as we continue to fight sin. You got to fight sin. It's just not a mind game, baby. You got to fight. He says, fight the good fight of faith. That's why he gave you your armor, your spiritual armor, in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Telling us to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Baby, you got to fight to win. The violent take it by force. Glory be to God. Ephesians, amen, hallelujah, chapter number 1, verse number 18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above, somebody say far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody give God some praise this morning. Beloved, we are no longer alone. Why? Because Christ lives in us. In him we move, in him we live, in him we have our being. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. I'm dead that I might live. Hallelujah. Anybody have any plants? Hallelujah. I love plants. Amen. I love them. Amen. Don't really have a green thumb, but I love plants, amen, but in order for that plant to live, the seed had to die. That seed was planted in the soil, that the seed would die, that would give life to the plant. Jesus died that he might live. Beloved, you got to die to your flesh so that you can live. That dying, amen, it's us. We're not talking about physical death, because we know it's appointed to man once to die. After that, the judgment, beloved. We're talking about when you choose to die to your old self, your will. You choose to die. What? Because that dying is your surrendering of the will. You die to it all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Hallelujah. You got the warning. He ain't gonna make you do it. You have a free will. You can live for Christ and walk in the straight and narrow way, experience good success and abundance and God's divine protection and an eternal life thereafter. Or you can walk in a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You can walk in a way that leads to life, leads to heaven, or you can walk in a way that leads to death and leads to hell. But unless you refuse to surrender, beloved, you won't know how to get there. the Holy Spirit takes over. Amen. Hallelujah. Without Christ, we can do nothing. The Holy Spirit, amen, he is our confidant. He is our God. He is the lover of our soul. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can't fight with him. And going to try to tell God what's right and what's wrong and what you know and the best way to do it. That's what got Saul in trouble. That's why the Bible says rebellion is as witchcraft. You can't point your finger at God and tell God that you know better than him. That's why the Bible says he hates pride. Because you trying to be the boss. And you trying to tell God what's Trump. How you going to tell God what's Trump? And you might not literally be pointing your finger in God's face, but when you are not in obedience, that's exactly what you're doing. And you refuse to surrender. When Moses kept going up to Pharaoh, let God's people go, let God's people go, he refused to surrender. He refused. Beloved, are you refusing to surrender? You have to let go. Trust God. Trust the process. Even when you cannot trace the process, God knows what he's doing. God will take care of you. Why? Because he cares. God cares. Hallelujah. If God feeds the birds, they wake up every morning, don't know where that meal coming from. Oh, ye of little faith, aren't you much better than the birds? The birds don't have a soul. They're beautiful creatures. They don't have a soul. When a bird dies, a bird is dead. But you have a soul. The soul that sins, it shall die. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Beloved, we are no longer alone. Glory be to God. For Christ lives in us. Come on. Somebody need to be happy about that. I know I am. He tabernacles with you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. Ah, when you shows up, God showed up. Hey, my God, hallelujah. Sookie, sookie. He is our power for living. Anybody need any power for living? Of course you do. Well, Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our answer. How do I get that power? Through an act of surrender. I will trust you, I will obey. I will trust you, I will obey. Why? Because I'm surrendering. I'm submitting to him. I'm drawing nigh to him. When we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. Hey, come on, somebody. He is our power for living and our hope for the future. There's always hope. Come on, somebody. There's always some hope. Until Jesus comes back for his church, beloved, hallelujah, we have hope. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest rainbow. Holy lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Colossians 1:27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen and amen. Are you ready to surrender all, beloved? Are you ready, hallelujah, to walk in total obedience? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you surrendered? Have you placed your all on the altar? Hallelujah. No holding back. No holding back. Not 99%. Not 99.5%. Lord, help me to make 100%. 'Cause 99.5 just won't do. Hey, my God, my God. Hallelujah. There's a blessing in the pressing. There's a blessing in the obedience. There's a blessing. God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Amen. You ready? Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Just ask God to forgive you. Just ask God to forgive you for being stubborn, stiff-necked, hard-headed, rebellious. Just ask God to forgive you. That's all you got to do. You don't have to beat yourself up. You can't go back into yesterday and change nothing anyhow. Just ask God to forgive you. Amen. And help you to forgive yourself. And starting with this day right here, this day right here, hallelujah, you want to begin to acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Proverbs 3:5. Huh? Acknowledge Daddy. He shall direct your path. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have not known Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, well, guess what? Today is your lucky day. It's your day right here. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Come on, let's get it started. How are you going to surrender to somebody you don't know? You have to enter into a relationship, amen, with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, a personal salvation, an eternal salvation. Come on, somebody. There's no shut-off date with this one here. Huh? Hallelujah, but you have to repent of your sins. You come to God in faith. You ask God to forgive you for your sins, okay? And you open your heart, and you invite Jesus to come in and be your Lord and your Savior, amen? And now you follow him. That's that obedience kicking in, amen, hallelujah. You begin to follow him. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Oh, yeah, you'll mess up a little bit here, a little bit there, amen? That's part of the equation. God has already factored that in, amen? But you don't stay there. It's a learning experience. It's a learning experience. Glory be to God. Sometimes God allows you to fail to succeed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. And your salvation is the beginning of a new life in Christ. Do you want it? Hallelujah. Well, he wants it for you. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. We bless you, we praise you, we magnify you. Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for all those who have given their life to you this morning. Father God, by faith. Father God, we say thank you for our brothers and sisters. And Father God, we ask for their protection. And we ask that you will lead them, guide them, and direct them. Father God, in the pathway that they need to be. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for all of our sins as we have confessed them to you today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for not truly surrendering all to you and cheating on you and holding back on you, Father God, and not giving you all that's due. Father, when you have already instructed us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, not half of our body, but all of our bodies. Father God, which is our reasonable service. So we say thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity. We say thank you, Father, that you didn't take our life before we got this far, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, because we weren't ready to die. That's why we haven't died to the flesh, because we wasn't ready to die. Oh, Father God, and still there's work to do in your kingdom. So we say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we move forward today, Father God, we ask that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in Jesus' name. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father, fires, gas explosions, home invasions. Father God, we cancel. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray now, Father God, hallelujah, as we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit, and decree and declare and declare and decree, amen, that Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord, and Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And amen. We want to invite you back, amen, at 12 o'clock today, amen, at the altar of prayer, amen, as we pray, amen, glory be to God. And also tonight, 8 p.m. is our Bible study, amen, on social media, amen, social media, glory be to God. If we switch it over, amen, we'll keep you informed, amen. But between the two, you can find us either on the conference line or on social media. Amen, for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Everybody have a good day, wonderful day, blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. Amen. Hallelujah. We are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, but Christ lives in us. Powerful living. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Here I am, down on